The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Tennessee is facing risks from climate change. Bonnaroo is already one of the country's greenest music festivals. Last year, the Bonnaroo campgrounds were waterlogged by flooding and roads were impassable, forcing organizers to cancel. This year, Anna Botofsky's crew of Trash Police was ready.
The reality is that this is a not insignificantly sized city. We are basically the public works department for temporary city.
Bonnaroo is held on a 700-acre site that has a capacity for 85,000 fans. People like Jordan Alvernia camp out, and he learned quickly it pays to be green.
I was cleaning up my own campground, picking up our recyclables, and I turned it into our trading post. They gave me a vulture, and then the vulture was turned into the Santaroo trading post, and they gave me a food vulture. So now I got free food.
The goal at Bonnaroo is to keep at least 50% of the festival's waste out of landfills. I'm Ed Donahue.
With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,